Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Liz Waid.
And I'm Joshua Leo. Spotlight uses a special method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Most people have experienced an immediate reaction. They might react with a strong emotion when they smell something good. They might have an immediate reaction to a sound or picture. These emotions are what writer Malcolm Gladwell calls snap or quick decisions. Today's Spotlight program is on these immediate reactions and how they affect our everyday lives.
Here is an example of how our brains create these immediate reactions. Answer these questions in your head as quickly as possible. What color are clouds? What color is snow? What do cows drink? Most people answer the first two questions with white. If you answered that cows drink milk, you are not alone. The correct answer is water. It was the color white that made you have a snap decision that cows drink milk.
In his book, Blink, Malcolm Gladwell tells a story about this kind of snap decision. In 1983, the J. Paul Getty Museum received a statue. They were told it was a marble statue from the 6th century BC. They believed it was this old. Scientists at the museum did some basic tests to make sure that the statue was real. The tests seemed to show that the statue was very old. But Federico Zeri and Evelyn Harris did not agree with the scientists. They are art experts. When they saw the statue, they had a feeling that it was not real. That feeling came from years of experience working with art.
Thomas Hoving is another art manager. He also had the chance to look at the statue. Hoving always remembers the first word to come into his mind when he looks at a new piece of work. When Hoving sees an old, large marble statue, he expects his first word to be old, beautiful, ancient, or even heavy. Hoving has been around art for many years. His experience makes it easier for him to choose between real art and copies of real art. And when he looked at the statue, the first word he thought of was fresh. The snap judgments of the experts agreed. The statue was not thousands of years old. It was new.
Because the experts believed it was not real, scientists decided to do more tests. These further test results showed that the statue was not real. It was a copy of a statue that was popular more than 2,000 years ago. The person who made the statue put a lot of hard work and time into making the statue seem older than what it was. The museum was not happy when they learned they would not be able to put this statue in their museum. But the experts' snap decisions helped save the museum from years of shame and regret.
This is just one of many examples of the effects of snap, quick decisions. Snap decisions can also help save or even improve our lives.
Imagine you are walking down a street on a sidewalk. You are thinking about something that is very interesting. You are not thinking about walking down the street. You decide to turn right. You do not see that you have just stepped out onto a busy street. You look up and see that there is a car driving toward you. Without thinking, you jump back up onto the sidewalk. You do this to avoid being hit. It was your own snap decision to jump back, away from the street, that saved you from being hurt.
In an emergency, snap decisions also help. For example, doctors use snap decisions to treat injuries. They react based on past experiences. These past experiences help doctors know, without thinking, what they must do. If doctors take too long to make a decision, it can be too late to save a person's life. Their quick thinking can help keep everyone safe.
Snap judgments are very important in many different situations. But why do we make them? How do we make them? Malcolm Gladwell says that people make quick decisions because they have to. Sometimes people have to make quick decisions to survive. Other times, people have to because it is natural. Our past experiences help to form our decisions. This is what helps to make them natural. Snap decisions come from the unconscious part of our brain. This means we do not know we make snap decisions until after we make them. We often do this when we meet people.
There is a popular saying in the English language: do not judge a book by its cover. This means that we should not make an opinion about something or somebody based on the way they look. But people do this every single day. And sadly, these snap decisions can easily be wrong.
Snap decisions come from experience. But our experiences of people can be limited. Most of us do not know people of a different ethnicity or race. We mostly know people who are like us. So when we see someone who looks different, our snap judgments are not based on experience. They are based on ideas from other people or stories in radio and television. These are prejudices. And snap decisions based on prejudice are often wrong. Often, a person's appearance does not tell us much about who they are or what they are like.
However, this is not always true. For example, imagine that you see a police officer. You can identify him as a police officer because of his uniform. This is a natural thing to do. But you may have more thoughts, harmful thoughts, like, he thinks he is above the law, or he is mean. These are not good snap decisions. Thoughts like these are judgments about a person's character and personality.
Sometimes we need to make a snap decision about a person to protect our own lives. If we see someone carrying a weapon, it would be right to make the snap decision to hide or run away.
People make snap decisions every single day. It is up to us how we let the snap decisions affect our lives. It is important to be careful not to let these snap decisions change the way we think of a person. Think of how your snap decisions affect your everyday life. You could surprise yourself.
The writer of today's program was Aaron Lehman. The producer was Joshua Leo. The voices you heard were from the United States. Computer users can hear our programs, read our scripts, and see our word list on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Quick Decisions.
We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.